into the country and didn't know how to act and just was totally out of place. So much country people call him behind his back. And suppose the country suppose the country person went to the city, what might the city people call him behind his back?
Well,
how do you normally refer to people whose skin is black?
Negros or darky.
Okay. And how do you refer to people whose skin is white? Okay. If a white person was mad at a black person or a colored person, what might you call him behind his back or in a good place, I suppose? Well, have you heard any words that colored people might get mad at white people? What do they might call them?
No, not really, but of course you can call a head almost anything. Well, I have heard them call almost anything bad.
Okay, are there many colored people here in Fargo?
No. But then when his mill was going strong down here, you know, had plenty of work, plenty of pulpwood and all, these little colored houses down here, oh, there was just a whole bunch of them down here, just stuck to them all down. There'd be three or four families living in one or three room house. Out there down the wall, and they got in there.
Okay, well, let's see. Suppose a man had a fishing rod that he liked very much, and his young friend carelessly broke it. He could say that the man got awfully
angry, mad.
Okay. And if you've been working hard all day, you come home and sit down and say, boy, am I
tired, or give out, or bushed, or whipped, or just a lot of things.
All of them fit. Well, at school, the principal could send a child home because the child was naughty, but the nurse would send the child home because the child
was sick. Or felt bad, or putting on or something like that. Didn't have
any arithmetic. Yeah. If the person has a sick feeling down here, you said he feels sick, quit.
Only stomach or any stomach. I've heard it both ways.
Which would you usually say?
I always get sick on my stomach. I don't know which would be right.
Well, I've heard both of those and added stomach and people say different things. Do you have a name for a noisy, prankish celebration right after a wedding? People want to tease the bride and
Well, I don't know about now, but a long time ago they called it a chivalry.
What went on at a chivalry?
Well, they just get out there and maybe shoot a gun a time or two and ring bells and beat tin tubs and anything to make a party.
But it was a fun one.
Yeah.
What do some people call a spook to frighten children with? They might say, well, you better be good or the what's going to get you.
Ghosts and goblins and boogeyman and I don't know what else.
Okay.
I guess everybody has a different word.
Mm-hmm. Well, how do you greet your friends on December 25th? What's the first thing you
hear? Merry Christmas.
Okay. And if you had a really heavy suitcase that you had to carry from here,